Welcome to Ask the Lawyer International Edition with attorney Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates in New York. We hope you enjoy the show, which features immigration visitors' visa, starting and doing business in New York, entertainment and business visas, religious visas, and much more. Whether you are outside the U.S. or have family in New York, the number to call, share, and keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Please schedule a consultation with us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer, International Edition. You have questions? We've got the answers.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Immigrants, people coming to the United States of America, has occurred hundreds of years. In modern times, we have more people coming from the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America, Asia. By the year 2050, the majority of Americans will be, 51% of America will be of these groups. Yes. Doesn't mean that they're going to control wealth or they're going to get the best opportunities like white immigrants, but that is what the Census Bureau of the United States of America has predicted. Not everyone who immigrated to the United States of America run across the border. And if you have to run across the border, obviously make sure you could run quickly because, hey, it's a big issue there now. And people come here, as we know, across the border, mostly on asylum issues. Those are people who cannot get a visa to come to the U.S., whether it is a visitor's visa, a work visa. It is very difficult to get a visa to come to the U.S. in the U.S. consulate in other countries. The criteria that they use is your income, your intent. Do you really intend to return from America, or you just want that visa to come here and stay here? So if you come in on vacation, a B1, B2 visa, do you really want to return? How much money you have in your bank account? Have you committed any crimes? But most important, what is your intent? Are you married or single? If you're married, they will believe you're going to come back home. If you're not, they believe you may stay here. What do they use? What test do they use to determine whether or not you're going to come back to your home country? This is what they do at the various consulates, U.S. consulates, throughout the world when they determine what is your intent to return. When you come here on a student visa, do you have at least 1 year's tuition and living money, you know, for room, board, whatever, saved? How are you going to pay it in the future and currently? Who's going to make those payments? Your parents, do they have the financial resources for it? Importantly, do you intend to return to your home country if you were to get that F1 status? Similarly, for various visas, work visas, H1B, G visas, J visas, the alphabet, what we call them, what is your intent? Do you qualify? These are the issues that we speak about when we consult with persons outside the United States of America. So yes, we do give consultations before they go to the U.S. consulate. Why? Because you have to be guided correctly in order to qualify for these visas. We also give you handouts, i.e. talking points that you need to look at, you need to read, and need to discuss with us during the consultation. These consultations can be scheduled at the law firm of Figure & Associates website at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. No, it's not a free consultation. And when you are prepared, and we like to have our clients prepared, whether it be immigration law, bankruptcy law, real estate transactions, matrimonial issues, personal injury, civil rights, workers' compensation, we like an educated client. Yes. The more educated the client is the better we could serve that client. And we don't expect the client to know all the questions that they need to ask, and we actually give them the questions that they should be asking us. Yes. I think we got an international call right now. Can't suspend the show, but hey. Again, my name is Brian Figure of the law firm Figure & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. You could call, leave a message, or you will be answered immediately at that number. For those of you in other country, obviously WhatsApp is a good medium to use. You could go to the website, read some of the, you know, the different areas of practice, read, go to our immigration website, read, and schedule your consultation at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us, and we will work with you. We have worked with many different areas of law. For example, all those teachers that come from other countries on the J visa. How long is the J visa for? What family member could come with me? What about the hardship requirements? How could you, well, the two-year requirements in terms of going back to your country? What if I want to go to a H-1B visa? What are the hardship? How do we get around that two-year requirement? Should I come on a J or a H? There are many schools in America, public and private, recruiting teachers. There are many hospitals that are short-staffed for registered nurses. How do I, you know, get my certifications? What should I have when I come to the U.S. on those various visas is what we could discuss. Obviously, when you do the research, when you read our materials, you have a better chance of succeeding on getting those visas. And not everyone, obviously, is going to be looking after your interests. When you call for a consultation and when you work with a law firm of Figure & Associates, you are our client. Not the employer, you are the employee. So we give advice that is in your best interest, not in the best interest of other organizations. Yes. And this is very important. So, as we have said earlier, whether you come in here on a P visa, the entertainer's visa, yes. Whether you come in here on the J, whether you like to do the H-1B or H-2B, give us a call. Schedule that consultation. Your family member here in the U.S., if you have them here, we could do a Zoom, or we could do a conference on various lines. Again, the number to call, the number to keep, the number to share for the law firm of Figure & Associates is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Our website for the law firm Figure & Associates, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Thank you.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
The United States is consistently ranked among the best internationally for its competitiveness. Are you planning to start a new business or branch of your business in New York? Attend our Chamber Coalition's 5-week webinar series, Small Business Sense Bootcamp. We provide education and business preparation for small business owners and startups. Learn the basics of business planning, how to finance your business credit, marketing, and social media strategies. Small Business Solutions, legal, tax, accounting, banking, and insurance, and how to do business within New York City, New York State, and corporations. Register at startupsbootcamp.eventbrite.com.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figaro & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro & Associates, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Hi, my name is Brian Anthony Figaro and you are listening to Ask the Lawyer with my father, Brian Figaro.
Welcome everyone. We are joined today by Ashley Dawkins, immigration paralegal at the International Law Firm of Figaro & Associates. How are you today, Ms. Dawkins?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. Today, we're going to be discussing the visitor's visa. What is the visitor's visa?
A visitor's visa to the United States is available for individuals who want to enter the country temporarily for specific purposes.
What are the main categories that one can apply for?
Here are the main categories. B1 visa, business. Individuals coming from business-related activities, such as meetings, conferences, or negotiations. And some examples of this include attending a business conference, consulting with clients, or exploring investment opportunities. There is the B2 visa category, which is for tourism and pleasure. Individuals visiting for tourism, vacations, medical treatment, or social events. And this could include sightseeing, visiting families or friends, receiving medical treatment, or attending cultural events. There is the combination B1-B2 visa, which allows for a combination of business and tourism purposes during the same trip. Applicants should note that there are restrictions on the visitor's visa. Visitor visas are not issued for birth tourism, which is traveling to give birth in the United States for citizenship purposes.
Can you please explain the application process?
The first step for the application process is completing the online non-immigrant visa application form DS-160 and submitting required documents. Next, schedule an interview at the U.S. Embassy or consulate. Afterwards, they will schedule an interview, which is required for most applicants. Wait times for interview appointments vary by location and visa category. Remember to consult the specific U.S. Embassy or consulate website for detailed instructions and eligibility requirements.
Thank you so much, Ms. Dawkins, for sharing with us this information. Remember, this is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions. We've got the answers. call us at 855-768-8845 or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. Thank you for joining us.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Are you interested in investing in real property, a home, or investment property in New York or other states? Then Equity Smart Realty, Inc. can work with you. From potential returns to portfolio diversification, buying international property comes with its perks, but it's also a complex process, and there are tax matters to consider. Equity Smart Realty, Inc. can help you purchase real estate in New York. We have the knowledge you need to simplify the process. Ready to discuss your options? Schedule a consultation on this matter, or start a business, or a branch of your business at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Or call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Are you looking for a side hustle as an independent contractor? Are you looking to make extra cash and business opportunities? We have opportunities for graduates from our online Chambers paralegal program to work with lawyers and other legal professionals in New York State or persons with similar qualifications. We also have opportunities for other chamber businesses in graphic arts and design, creating and updating websites in WordPress, the most popular platform, and other platforms, social media experts in the various platforms, and database experts. There is also a high demand for voiceovers, audio and video podcast editing in the marketing field, journalists, and other professionals in the services industry who can work in the virtual world for U.S. businesses. Send your resume and a cover letter explaining why you or your business is the right fit for these partnerships to info@myiqinc.com. That's info@myiqinc.com.
You are listening to Ask the Lawyer International Edition. You have questions? We've got the answers. Schedule an appointment now at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Good day. This is Ashley Dawkins, immigration paralegal at the international law firm of Figueroa & Associates. I have been deported. Can I return to the United States? Returning to the U.S. after deportation is a challenging process, but is not impossible. Here are some key points. A. Deportation grounds. People are deported for various reasons, including entering the United States without permission, B. violating immigration status terms, C. criminal offenses leading to deportability, and D. security-related concerns. Things to consider are A. The inadmissibility period. After deportation, individuals are inadmissible for a specified period. The length of inadmissibility depends on the reasons for removal, the number of removals, and whether they left voluntarily or after removal hearings. Some grounds of removal allow for waivers, except security-related grounds. Waivers may reduce the waiting period for reentry, and severity of removal grounds affect waiver approval likelihood. How to get back? Form I-212 application. Individuals seeking re-entry file Form I-212 to request permission. USCIS then reviews the application and grants permission if eligible. Please note that U.S. citizens, cannot be legally deported. They can return to the U.S. at any time. How to prove that you're a U.S. citizen? Determining your U.S. citizenship depends on various factors. Here are some scenarios to consider. Were you born in the U.S.? If you were born in the U.S., your birth certificate issued in the United States is proof of your citizenship. Do you have grandparents or parents born in the United States? You may be a U.S. citizen if one of your parents or grandparents was born in the United States or its territories. Additionally, if one or both of your parents became a naturalized U.S. citizen before your 18th birthday, you may also be a U.S. citizen. Naturalization. If you're a lawful permanent resident, a green card holder, you can apply for naturalization after meeting specific requirements established by Congress in the Immigration and Nationality Act. Always remember to consult a legal professional. For personalized guidance, consult with the immigration attorney or visit the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services website for detailed information. If you have been dipped and dissed and want to come back to the United States, or if you want to prevent being dipped, call us at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment with us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Get on the path to success. Join the fastest growing industry. Become a paralegal. The rise in popularity of online education programs means that it is easier than ever to find the right one for you. Deciding on the best paralegal online program requires research and time. By weeding out the level mills and substandard institutions, you can earn a quality certificate at an affordable price. When researching online paralegal programs, you will want to consider several factors. Cost and institution reputation are the most important. With this in mind, one program rises above the rest. The Chamber Coalition, which comprises the New American Chamber of Commerce, NACC, the African American International Chamber of Commerce, AAICC, and the Hispanic American International Chamber of Commerce, HAICC, offers the best online paralegal studies program. The competitive tuition rate, coupled with the impeccable reputation of the coalition, makes this an obvious choice for anyone serious about their education. This is a program of the highest standard. Additional certificates include LexisNexis and Clio. We also use Cali, which is what is used in law schools. What are the requirements? To be admitted to the Chamber's Paralegal Certificate Program, you must be at least 18 years old, read and write English at a proficiency level, have strong computer skills, and have a high school diploma. If these qualifications fit you, you can continue the admission process. Applications are accepted online anytime during the year. A mandatory orientation describes your upcoming classes, guidelines, and expectations. The tuition for this respected program is very competitive with other online paralegal degrees. it costs less than $1,000 for the entire program. The average student can finish the program in anywhere from 6 to 12 months. Books are extra and will run around a few hundred dollars for everything. If you want the best paralegal online program at the best price, the Chamber Coalition Paralegal Certificate Program is the answer. The program is excellent for aspiring and current paralegals, individuals who plan to attend law school, community advocates, persons who want to understand the law and their rights, and prospective political candidates. Is being a paralegal worth it? Yes. The Bureau of Labor Statistics projects a 10% job growth between now and 2029. The median salary nationwide in 2019 was $51,740, and the average mean wage was $61,810. It truly is a prestigious and significant profession. Simply put, paralegals help people. They help their employers be more efficient in their jobs, increase a firm's revenue and productivity, and help the clients. A career as a paralegal can be rewarding professionally and personally and offers a unique opportunity to help others. Options vary depending on the paralegal's practice area. New York is the state with the second largest employment of paralegals and legal assistants in the country. Given New York City's occasional designation as the capital of the world and close proximity to Washington, D.C., the hub of federal government and law. As one of the biggest global hubs of finance, media, and culture, jobs in the legal realm are bound to follow. Most states do not have any certification or licensure requirements to be a paralegal, and New York is no exception. By graduating from this program, you can market yourself as a virtual paralegal for attorneys and law firms in New York State. There is a one-time fee of $550. Are you excited to learn more? Register for an orientation at www.freeparalegal.org. That's www.freeparalegal.org.
Do you want to be a paralegal, or are you planning to go to law school? Our Chamber Coalition's online paralegal program is the right program to get you started. Some of the areas of law include contracts, property law, tort liability, civil procedure, constitutional law, immigration, civil rights, estate planning, wills and trusts, and matrimonial, plus legal research and writing, legal marketing, and small business. We also use Cali, which is used in law schools, and you get extra certificates from Clio and LexisNexis. By graduating from this program, you can market yourself as a virtual paralegal for attorneys and law firms in New York State. There is a one-time fee of $550. Are you excited to learn more? Register for an orientation at www.freeparalegal.org. That's www.freeparalegal.org.
The next orientation begins on Wednesday, May 1 at 6 p.m. via Zoom.
Thank you for listening to Ask the Lawyer International Edition with attorney Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates in New York. We hope you enjoyed the show, which featured immigration visitors visa, starting and doing business in New York, entertainment and business visas, religious visas, and much more. Whether you are outside the U.S. or have family in New York, the number to call, share, and keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Please schedule a consultation with us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer, International Edition. You have questions? We've got the answers.